You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Minister for Resources and Regional Development Shane Jones announced from the ground up a draft strategy to unlock New Zealand's geothermal potential. This draft strategy highlights a shift in focus towards the geothermal market, identifying it as one with potential for growth and innovation as a cornerstone of New Zealand's energy environment. I spoke to the co-director of the Geothermal Institute within the Faculty of Engineering at the University of Auckland, Dr. John O'Sullivan, about geothermal energy and what this focus could mean. You obviously think highly of geothermal energy. Why is this an energy that we should be focusing on?
Look, geothermal energy is one of the most cost-effective forms of renewable energy. It is a renewable energy. It's very low carbon, and also, you know, we're working on technologies to make it completely net zero or even net negative carbon. It is a little tricky because the investment comes up front, but then the operating costs of geothermal energy are very, very low. So it's attractive from a economic point of view. It's attractive from an environmental point of view. And the other really important point is that it's baseload energy, so it's always on. It doesn't matter if the sun's shining or the wind's blowing or the dams are full, geothermal's going to run. So it's really good from an energy security perspective. And also, we're really lucky in New Zealand that the geothermal energy is mostly in the centre of the North Island, but there are other parts of New Zealand that have access to geothermal energy. But you know, having that out in the regions is really important for supporting regional development and regional growth. So all round, it's a pretty exciting field to work in. Plus, we've been doing this for a very long time and we're world leaders at it. So it's something that New Zealand's got a real long-term expertise in.
You hinted on it a little bit in there, but considering geothermal in the wider landscape of renewable energy in New Zealand, why is geothermal specifically... Like you mentioned the dams being full, but to maybe somebody who wanted to push for nuclear or a heightened investment in wind, what gives geothermal that bonus, that push?
Look, I think, you know, to meet our energy needs and at the same time our commitment to reducing our CO2 or greenhouse gases, we're going to need to use all the technology we can. So I think wind is going to play a really important part of it, but it's that baseload power. So, yeah, when the wind's not blowing, having baseload power that you know you're going to get, so geothermal offers that. And I hinted at it as well, talking about our expertise. Look, you know, aside from all the politics around nuclear energy, and, you know, the fact that we're proudly nuclear-free, it's the expertise. Nuclear is really expensive, and the expertise would have to come from basically America or maybe Europe, but whereas geothermal, we're world leaders in. So it's a lot cheaper to invest in geothermal to get that baseload. Nuclear can be baseload as well, but so you know, we'd be giving up energy security essentially by going down the nuclear path, whereas geothermal would be investing heavily in energy security. So it really, you know, it'd be part of a portfolio of energy, renewable energy, and it would complement wind and solar and hydro. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a really great option for New Zealand.
So what does the government's strategy actually entail, and how do you especially want to see that kind of play out?
So at this stage, it's a draft strategy, so it's out for consultation until, I think, in December is when submissions are due, or maybe end of November. And so what it really shows is it's this long-awaited signal from the government that geothermal's going to be really important going forward. I mean, it's been important to New Zealand for the last 50 years, and it's kind of this quiet achiever. I mean, when we were down in Taupo last week for the announcement of the new draft strategy, geothermal on one of the days was providing 22% of our electricity, and most people just aren't even aware of that it's such an important part of our energy mix. And so the strategy not only gives us a chance to sort of work with the government and make it clear where we're headed with geothermal, but it also acknowledges how important New Zealand it is for New Zealand and has been in the past. So hopefully we can get young people excited about the prospect of a future of working in geothermal and get the right people in to sort of, you know, power that growth that we're going to need going forward, and geothermal is going to be a big part of. And it's not just a growth in energy production, but also, you know, making sure we do it in a way that protects, you know, the parts of geothermal that are used for tourism and for cultural, you know, taonga and what have you. So, you know, it's across the board. The strategy is across the board for how we think about and look after the geothermal resource for, you know, powering the future.
I mean, you've pretty much covered it all there, but is there anything else that you think that New Zealanders or people listening should know about geothermal and maybe get behind this?
Yeah, I mean, it is, this, like I said, it's something that we're really good at. We've got this proud history of using it for energy. You know, the Māori have been using it for 100, you know, 600, 700, 800 years for cultural uses and cooking and all kinds of things. So we've got this long connection with geothermal, and it can really play an important part in the future for energy and, as I said, for everything else as well, and around tourism and cultural uses and things. So there's something in it for everyone. It is a point of difference with the supercritical geothermal technology. Potentially, you know, we're going to be going deeper and getting more energy. That's something, again, we can be world leaders at, and technology we can essentially export. So there's really exciting technical challenges around that. And so, you know, it's a great career in geothermal, solving problems, doing it with local communities, doing it, you know, to support a secure renewable energy transition. And with the potential to, you know, also travel and visit interesting parts of the world that are also interested in trying to meet these challenges. So, yeah, come see us at the Geothermal Institute and talk about a career in the future.
That was the Geothermal Institute's Dr. John O'Sullivan on the government's draft geothermal strategy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.